today's news, a shooting on Grove Street and updates on where Ypsilanti residents can go get tested for COVID-19. I am your host, Liz Horniak, and this is the Eastern Echo Podcast. On April 26th at 2 p.m., there was a shooting at Maria's Liquor Store where a young African-American man was shot in the chest. The victim's name hasn't been released. A previous version of this podcast stated that the victim was killed. This information was incorrect, and the man is believed to be out of surgery and recovering. An anonymous witness called 911 and filed a police report. The police pursued the suspects in a car chase, but eventually lost them. This is an ongoing investigation. If you have any information, please call the Ypsilanti Police Department at 734-483-9510. We'll be back with COVID-19 updates after this message from our managing producer, Ronya Isabel Kabunzug.
After I finished the book, I wanted to know exactly what the truth behind that was.
Krishna opens his mouth and she looks in his mouth and she sees the whole universe.
If you go back and watch Friends, they never talk about politics. And it's not a big surprise, but it's kind of like, really? Like, it never came up?
He had to reevaluate his whole student senate, and he straight up told them, we need to reevaluate ourselves and check ourselves.
Which is just fascinating and wonderful in so many different ways.
Eastern Michigan University's 40th annual undergraduate symposium was canceled, leaving hundreds of students without a way to properly present the projects they've spent months working on. Until now, Symposium, the Eastern Echo's newest podcast, features their work. Ever thought about how 9/11 impacted your favorite sitcom? Or what Ypsilanti really thought about abolishing slavery? Well, these students have, and they have so much to share about subjects that you may not even know exist. Lucky for you, you can hear everything they have to say on Symposium.
Listen to Symposium on Spotify and EasternEcho.com.
As of Sunday evening, in the state of Michigan, there are 43,754 confirmed cases of COVID-19, and there have been 4,049 deaths. In Washtenaw County, there are currently 1,113 cases, and there have been 71 deaths. If you believe you are experiencing symptoms of the coronavirus, or you have been exposed to someone infected, you are welcome to contact St. Joseph's Mercy Hospital. Patients do not need an appointment or a physician's note to be tested for free at a designated screening site. The Ypsilanti screening site is located at 5360 McAuley Drive at the Outpatient Surgery Center entrance. The site is open Wednesday through Sunday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. It is recommended that patients first take an online screening test. From there, they can be referred to see a primary care provider who can then order a test as needed. All the relevant links can be found on our website. As always, thank you for listening. Any questions, comments, or tips, send them our way at podcast@easternecho.com. Until next Monday, this is Liz Horniak signing off.
The Eastern Echo Podcast is directed by Ronya Isabel Kabunzug and produced by Lauren Smith. This episode was written by Jasmine Boyd.
This was an Eastern Echo Podcast.